It is time for the radio voice of the Evangel Home of Fresno. Welcome to Heartline. Your host here on Heartline, Jim Tuck.
Once again, we have the very great privilege of turning on the microphone and starting the recording process of this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. And Jerry Brenneman is here. We are at the table in her office, and it's just the two of us this week, Jerry. We actually, this will be our second recording today, and we had Kimberly with us just a few moments ago, and just a delightful woman. I trust all will go well with her. But you have something very special and specific on your heart that you wanted to share with our listeners today. So I'm just going to kind of point the microphone at you, and it'll be our table will be your pulpit. And if I hear something that needs clarification, I may jump in. Otherwise, we'll just see where this goes.
And I am wearing red tap shoes, sort of, if I need to dance.
Looks like you're headed for the Land of Oz. Yeah.
Thank you, Jim. And I think it's always more interesting when we have your comments as we go along. But I wanted to share with people that the Evangel Home website, which is evangelhome.org, on there, I think under media, there's something called Jerry's Blog. And I started that last year, just when those things happen that are too extensive to write about or they don't really tie in with necessarily what you and I might do in the radio. So the blog kind of became a way just for me to talk and tell longer stories. And we've had some wonderful things happen that I've shared about here. But so the last thing that I just put up there kind of combines a woman who stopped by my office several weeks ago with a question that I saw on Facebook about the essence of worship. And I think in the Christian church, we can so often get this is worship, and if it causes goosebumps, then it's worshiping, or and if it doesn't, then that wasn't worship. And I think sometimes we just get kind of far afield. So that's what started my thoughts. But if I could tell the story, and I will just call, I'll call her Char for right now. And she, I was in here on a Saturday afternoon and quite behind in work, or I wouldn't have come in on a Saturday afternoon. And I told the house manager, no phone calls, I don't want to see anybody, I've got to get this done. So, of course, as soon as I say that, ding dong, and I heard the house manager say, I'll see if she's available. And I thought, oh, who else would she want to check the availability of?
Right.
But when she told me it was Char, I said, oh, no, 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 I want to talk to her. So Char is a graduate from the Garden of 7-8 years ago or so. Delightful young woman, did really well with us. And another, as you know, over and over and over, they struggle with substance abuse. And before she came to us, she had been into drugs, did really well with us, got in community connection. She worked at a church for a while as a receptionist, had her own home, was doing great. And then I started to see, I knew her well enough and saw her enough that I knew things just weren't adding up. And she lost her job, and then that whole downward spiral. I didn't see her for a long time, and you know when you really care about someone, and the last time you see them, you know they're losing it. You just there's a lot of that in my life, as you can imagine. But boy, do I see some wonderful miracles when people do hit bottom, and they know they're there, but God can still pull them up. So anyway, that day, Char, whom I had not seen for 5 years or so, she's the one that comes to the front door. And why she came to our door was not to see me, was not to see anybody. She had a friend who she knew was in a drug rehab place somewhere around here, and she didn't know where. So she thought she would just go to the two or three places, stop in the front, pray for the place, and pray for her friend. When she got here, she just couldn't stop herself from ringing the doorbell. Her friend isn't here, but I was here. So she came in, and Jim, I was so taken by her sweetness, her absolute solidarity, her absolute faith, and she's really got it back together again. She's in church. She quotes scripture in, you know, some people can do it, and you just want them to be done because they can't say anything without quoting scripture, and it becomes kind of canned. With Char, you just know the scriptures that she quotes spill right out of her mouth, and you know they just drive her life. So anyway, we're talking about that, just how well she's doing, and I asked her, because she had really hit bottom again, I asked her, how'd you get turned around this time? And she quoted James 5:14 to me, which is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Well, Shar said, but I didn't have any elders. What am I going to do? I don't have any elders. So what she did was go, she said, no matter how sick I was, no matter what I was doing, I always read my Bible and prayed. And so she took that. Point blank, black and white, do this. So you don't have any elders. You can still get some oil and pray. That's what she did. She went to the corner liquor store, bought some oil. I'm sure it was Crisco. I don't want to demean, but it was cooking oil of some kind. Anointed, went home, anointed herself, and prayed. And she said, at that point, I felt his spirit like I had never felt before. And she said, I knew it would be hard, but I knew I'd be okay. And I think, Jim, you know, in the church, we argue over the role of women in leadership, whether they should be elders or not. What do you do if you don't have any? We argue over music styles. That's not necessarily what you're hearing when you're, you know, sitting on your floor with a crack pipe in one hand and a Bible in another. Somehow the essence of that pure faith and worship was Shar sitting right there in front of me telling me that story. Then I asked her, you know, she was just kind of catching me up on life, and she asked how Maxine is doing. And for those people who don't know, Maxine is one of our staff members who is now about 85. She's not on staff anymore. She has Alzheimer's, and she's in a very good facility. But that's only been for a year, and really until, you know, a year and a half ago, we were paying Max for 6 hours a week. We weren't sure what she was doing, but it got her here, and it gave her something to do. Even if it was sit and drink coffee, we paid her to do it. But Max is now in a facility. She's very well taken care of. We visit her as often as we can. And when I told Shar that, she just started to cry. And she said, would it be okay if I visit Max? I said, of course. So then the next, you know, and Max is waiting in the lobby every day to go on a trip. No matter where that place, where they're going, she's on the bus. I'm still helping my pay her bills. And when I get the bill, it's like she goes here to eat. She goes here to eat. She's always going. I love it. So Shar called and asked if she could take Maxine to a concert because Max loves music. Well, Max loves country gospel. She doesn't really know too much about classical choral music. But Shar said, my boss gave me some tickets to this concert. Well, it turned out the concert was by the choir director at my church, Julie Carter in First Press. And it's a women's ensemble group, and they do sing chorale music, and it can be, I mean, it's Latin or whatever. Maxine would not normally go there. I was going to go, and I told Shar, go ahead, take her. She'll love it. Mm-hmm. Well, the other little part of this story now, we have Shar coming back. We have her now helping take care of Maxine. The tickets were given to her by her boss, who is an Evangel Home supporter, who was singing in the choir that night, who knew nothing about my connection to Shar. And I have a picture of the three of them, and I just find it the absolute most marvelous. How in the world does God put those three personalities together? But he did. And he puts me there as the storyteller, camera woman, I guess, kind of the tie that binds that group. I thought, wow, look what God is now allowing Shar to be. I think it's just incredible. And Maxine, what I noticed that night at the concert, she remembers me, you know, face-wise. She didn't ever say my name. She didn't ask anything about Evangel Home, so I think that's going. But boy, was she looking for Shar because she knew that's who she came with. So that was her main person that night, which is good. That's a good transfer.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, Maxine goes way back, I mean, to the 50s. Yeah. She was a board member.
She says she started at the top and worked her way down.
Yeah, so she was on the board. She wound up eventually doing some maintenance projects, little changing light bulbs and little low-key maintenance projects, and then being paid to have a cup of coffee. And God bless her dearly, and it's just a bit of a struggle to watch the end of Maxine's journey here on Earth, because she is struggling.
She is struggling with the Alzheimer's, but boy, physically, she is a young whippersnapper. I mean, she still carries her two purses, each of them weighing about 20 pounds. And, you know, she's really one of the, she's not a Walmart greeter, but she likes, she's the equivalent because she sits in the lobby all day waiting and just greeting people.
See if the bus will go somewhere. Jerry, thank you. We've got a couple of minutes left. Let's take just a couple of minutes out and talk. We're looking down the road a ways, about 3 months or so, or a little more, till the banquet coming up in September, and got a theme in mind. Why don't you talk about that and maybe how that thought came to you?
Thank you, Jim, because it is September 20th, I think. It's a Tuesday in September. I should have it, but... Our first theme was celebrate. Let's just celebrate. But then the more I thought about the whole family reunion idea, that's the theme that I'm going with right now. And part of it is people like Char and Maxine. That's a funny little family. But it is a family reunion that God has brought together here. Several weeks ago, we had a gal on the show named Michaela. And she talked about her mom meeting me at a church and talking about Evangel Home and then hoping that her daughter would someday be here, and her daughter is. And to hear the testimony of a mother from, I think that would be awesome. And again, a family reunion where Evangel Home is privileged to be the reunion, the grounds for that to happen. So that's what I'm thinking of now. If we could get several stories like that, and have people tell their story from different perspectives, not just our resident, but our resident's mother, our resident's son, our resident's husband. Roslyn, who is on our staff that we all dearly love, her husband waited for her while she was in the program. They weren't married. They're married now. If we could get Charles to get up in front of a group and say anything, it would be marvelous.
That I just know it's going to be wonderful, and it'll be a wonderfully encouraging time for our listeners to come and see what God has done generationally through the ministry here at Evangel Home. So, my listening friend, there you have it. Plan to join us. Jerry, thanks for sharing the delightful story about Char. I look forward to meeting her. My listening friend, thank you for being with us today. And we look forward to our next big event together here on the program we call Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Find them online 24/7 at evangelhome.org. That phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thank you so much for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.